Van Gerlis Panayiotis is the Chief Operating Officer at tourism marketing company MKG Group, joins me now from Paris. Obviously, there is always going to be a downturn after an attack like this. Is this downturn that you're seeing much worse than you might have expected?
I mean, no one can really expect what could be the downturn. So I think according to the size and the impact of the attack, we can compare either to what happened in January with the Charlie Hebdo attack or even 9/11 in New York. So usually there is a very quick and sharp drop in tourism, but it takes slowly back to normal.
And what are the concerns that you are hearing about? Is it simply one of, I don't want to go on holiday to Paris because I don't feel safe?
Yes, of course, people are very concerned about safety, but let me give you some insight. Right after the attack, the drop was about 30-35% in all the hotel industry in Paris, but mostly coming from the long-haul clientele, being the Asian on one hand and also North America. And those clientele are much more sensitive to security issues, where in Europe, the second biggest inbound tourists in Paris is mostly UK, Germany or Italy, and those people are more familiar with the region and they feel slightly more secure, so we guess that they're going to come back more quicker than the long-haul clientele.
Obviously, you know, we never count, if you like, dollars or euros before we count lives, but if you look out to the future, it is absolutely essential that the government, that the president and the government does create an air of security and safety, or the industry is not going to recover as fast as it would.
First of all, let me remind you that 30th of November there is this climate summit in Paris, and this is what happened also after January Charlie Hebdo attack, where there was a fashion week in Paris. So after two weeks after the Charlie Hebdo attack, there were the fashion week, and the impact was almost non-visible on the hotel industry. So now we're expecting that on the 30th of November there will be a lot of delegation, obviously slightly less than what expected, but still it will give us some fresh air in the industry. But also keep in mind that there is a lot of business travelers coming to Paris.
Those might come more quicker. Right, but what is the one thing now that the travel and tourism industry wants from the government?
I think definitely they need to get some help to have some fresh cash coming in their industry. So most probably maybe some tax cuts or some saving on the charges to run the hotels, or just to overcome this period, which is a very tough period. And also to keep a very high level of security, so to make everyone feel very comfortable going around in Paris. And also, please remind you that there were no tourist sites that were attacked. That was the French who were attacked during this terrorist attack, and the Occidental way of life. There were no, the Eiffel Tower was safe, the museum was safe, and actually they just opened 2 or 3 days after the attack.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us from a beautiful looking Paris. The sea.